Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Am I taking the Ross Tucker mantra a little too far, in your opinion? You can say it. I'm right here. I can take it. Shorts and sandals. What is it, 38?
I think you look like a jerk. Yeah.
A jerk?
Yeah.
Maybe an idiot, but not a jerk. How do I look like a jerk? Shorts and sandals.
You look like a... Look at this guy. That qualifies as jerk.
All right. Well, I feel like I can blame Ross.
I'm wearing golf shoes today.
On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker, who had a thing about why wear coats and stuff because I'm going to be inside mostly. And maybe I've taken it too far. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I'm okay with like sneakers here, but no sneakers without socks. And I think that look is crazy. It's just weird. The shorts and the socks and sneakers. I'm not doing that. So if it's going to be shorts, it's going to be sandals. Ross, over to you.
You know, ironically, I have pants on right now, which is very, very rare for me, but I have to take my daughters to Wizard of Oz rehearsal, and because it's like 20 minutes away, I don't drive home. I just stay there for the hour and a half and do work. So I don't know. I felt a little bit weird about wearing shorts. I easily could. But when I'm in another venue like that, I don't really control the temperature. So I don't know what the temperature would be, but I will not be wearing a jacket because I park right in front of the venue. So I'm going to bring a jacket for those 8 seconds. The 8 seconds from when I get out of my car to walk in the door, I'm going to wear a jacket. That's so stupid to me that people do that when they go out to dinner. You're taking an Uber or like your husband's dropping you off. You're really just wearing that jacket just to walk in and show people you really like the fashion of the jacket. The problem is it's annoying. Okay, then do you check the jacket,
yep,
the coat? Do you have it around your chair? How often do you forget it or leave it? I mean, if we're up to me, the profit margin and revenues for the entire outer garment industry would really struggle.
Bulldog, how warm do you think it is in this room right now? I'm going to say 88.
Oh, it can't be. No, it's 78.
78.
Still. Yeah, it's warm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I would be in there. I'd be in there flip-flop.
Oh, no.
My underwear.
Yeah, great.
And a t-shirt.
I'm overdressed by that standard. Yeah, because I do know how warm it's going to be in here always, and it's always going to be very warm.
Yes.
So I'm not guessing.
Refresh my memory. Why did you guys switch me? I got like 38 emails. 22 people texted me. I mean, it's amazing how many people's lives have been forever altered by moving me from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's humbling, but a little surprising.
Our beat guy, Sal Capaccio, needed your window today. Yep. So you were amenable to it, so we did it.
He had a conflict at 5. Yep.
No, listen, I'm happy to do it. I just...
Yep.
I get nervous. Imagine, think about all the people that got in their car at 4:05.
I know.
Or, you know, turned on the radio. And listen, Sal's great, but... Let's be honest, right? I mean, the devastation that happened not only all over Western New York, but everybody globally that listens on the Odyssey app. I mean, it almost shut down the internet.
Yeah, they might have not known what to do. Like, if you're in an old car, you're sort of turning the dial left and right to try to find Ross's voice. Is he 540?
I mean, another email just came in. You ruined my week by not being on at 4 o'clock.
That's amazing.
That's from
you. You had just now my favorite use of globally, I think ever.
Yeah.
I just want to give you that.
Hey, you guys want to hear something awesome?
Yes.
So Thursday night, Drew Bledsoe is doing a wine tasting for the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and my wife happens to be on the board of the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. So she wants me to go. I want to go. I'm going. This is how good of a husband I am. And all of you guys driving around right now, you should also feel bad that you're not as good of a husband as I am. I have to be in Vegas Friday morning for Raiders practice because I have Browns at Raiders Sunday. For CBS. So I'm going to Bledsoe's event because I want to see him, say hello, hang out, try some wine. Getting picked up at the hotel at 2:30 a.m. to take the first flight from Newark to Vegas so I can go to the Raiders practice in Vegas Friday morning.
That's pretty good.
This is above and beyond.
You kind of owe Bledsoe. He bought you those plane tickets for your honeymoon.
No, he got us the two greatest Christmas gifts any skill guy ever got me. 2003, plane tickets anywhere you want them to go. So my wife and I used them first class to Hawaii for our honeymoon and back. And then the next year, he gave us all Motorola flip phones when in 2004, that was like the phone. And they were $500. Not only did he pay for the phone, but he paid the bill, unlimited minutes for a year. He forgot about it, which was awesome, and paid for it for like 3.5 years. I eventually got a voicemail.
Yes, yes.
From Barbara Bledsoe, and I called her back. I said, Drew could not take his credit card off of my account because he didn't know my Social Security number. So... I went ahead and I put my own credit card on it. I am very confident, knowing the makeup of that offensive line, that multiple people did not do that and that Drew had to cancel that credit card.
All right. We're halfway through this. Bills over the Bucks in a pretty wild game. Ross, a lot of fans were craving a game like this to see Allen open it up. They changed things up at receiver, benching Coleman for one thing. And even when Cook couldn't really get anywhere, they scored 44 points, 6 touchdowns passing and rushing for Allen. Would you be more inclined to think they can win in January this way or more the traditional way, to put it one way, where it's more around Cook and Allen is not throwing the ball as often?
It's a good point. I will say that's the best performance by a Tucker in that stadium since 2004. I mean, that guy, that running back for the Bucks can fly. That was super impressive. Super impressive. No relation, by the way. You know, that's an awesome question. I guess I have a tough time, Mike, picturing the Bills going to the Super Bowl without Josh being Superman. I think that's the answer. I mean, I guess you'd rather see them be able to win games without him having to be Superman, and it would be nice if they could win a playoff game without that. But I think if we're being real, especially with some of the injuries on defense, if the Bills are going to go to the Super Bowl, Josh Allen's probably going to go on an epic playoff run. And I know that's a lot to put on him, but he can handle it. Big guy, unbelievable. He is my favorite player in the NFL to watch. I love everything about him as a player and person. Only been around him a few times, but I told you guys before, he is everything you could possibly want in a franchise quarterback. He's that good of a guy. And honestly, like, he is worth every penny that organization gives him. And he's going to have to do it. You know, he's going to have to. The shame of it is, it feels like he has done that a couple times, and they've still lost.
Yeah.
That's the part that is maddening. I mean, it's going to be really maddening for him.
Yeah, for sure. I think the thing that is maybe most encouraging here is that, like, I can understand why they don't want to build their offense around him having to do that every week in order to win. It's a long season. Physically, that would be a lot. You know, maybe mentally, it would be a lot, like, to have to carry that kind of load week in and week out. But what we saw on Sunday that we hadn't really been seeing since the opener was them pass the ball and do it successfully. The stat sheet is filled with guys who caught 20 yard or more passes in the game. That's been very rare. And what I think we've been worried about, I'll speak for everyone, myself, I've been worried that when they need to pass the ball that way, they won't be able to do it, because that's kind of how the offense has looked a lot this year. If you stuff them on first down, they're three and out. Like, they're just cooked. Sorry, not trying to be cute with Cook and the stuffing here, but what they did on Sunday was they found kind of the easy button. Not that it was easy, but you know what I mean. They found a way to push the ball down the field, and hopefully that's a sign that when they need it, you know, in January against, you know, your name here, whoever it's going to be, that they'll have maybe an easier time accessing it. Because it looked like they lost the codes, really, to that part of their game earlier this year.
I agree with what you just said. I guess the thing I would say is he also had two really bad interceptions, you know? And mm-hmm. I love Josh, and it's why he's so entertaining. But I think the more you put on him, the greater likelihood there is, especially in the three games it's going to take, it seems like, to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, what are the odds in those three games that at least one of those isn't one of those games where Josh has a couple turnovers and it bites you, you know? The Bucks weren't able to get the win, but the reality is the game's probably not going to be in Buffalo, or might not be in Buffalo for a couple of them at least.
With Ross Tucker, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Do you have a Houston Texans take? I wonder how much different they are to play when it's Davis Mills and not C.J. Stroud.
I do have a Texans take because I've done one of their games, and I actually go on with those guys every Tuesday morning. So I watch them. Their defense is elite. Like, elite. Their edge guys and their secondary are unbelievable. And so it's a major, major challenge for the Bills offense. And we'll know more about some of these questions that you guys are asking Thursday night, because I'm telling you, I think they might be the best defense in the NFL. They are incredible. Offensively, Mills has not been great, but he's gotten it done late when they needed him to. It is kind of interesting. I mean, I guess maybe Stroud would play this week if the game was on Sunday, but to miss three games, that's a big, I mean, how many games would that be if it was a baseball player? I mean, that's a big chunk of games for a starting quarterback to miss, but yet they haven't lost. You know, I mean, they've won these last couple of games with him. So
right.
I expect it to be an absolute dogfight. Interestingly, it doesn't feel like they're that much different with Mills than they were with Stroud, and I don't know how I feel about that if I'm a Texans fan.
Philadelphia, Ross, before you go, I know we know you're close to the Eagles. They have become the betting favorite for the Super Bowl. It doesn't look like they're a perfect team. Maybe there isn't one. What about these Eagles versus last year, or just, you know, how you see them? Do you think they're the best team in the NFC?
No, I think the best team in the NFL, maybe even by a decent margin, the Rams. The Rams are awesome. I mean, Stafford's probably the MVP. They run the ball very well. Their defense is really good. They've lost two games because they had three kicks blocked in those two games. And they lost at Philly because they had two chip shot field goals blocked.
Yeah.
They lost to the Niners. They had an extra point blocked. Otherwise, they'd be undefeated. I think they're very good. I think they're the best team in football. The Eagles, the last two games, have had the best defense in pro football.
Yeah.
I know I was just raving about the Texans, but the Eagles defensively have allowed less than 10 points to the Packers and Lions back-to-back primetime games. So it's feeling like their defense is every bit as good as the Super Bowl last year, and maybe even better, which is kind of scary. Offensively, they just have been very, very inconsistent despite how much talent they have on that side of the ball. So there's probably a level of confidence that they'll figure it out, but they just haven't. You know, that's where all the concern and consternation is in Philadelphia right now, is why does the offense not look good? Kind of like where you guys were at last week.
Right.
Yep. Saquon Barkley, one game this year where he has a rush longer than 18 yards. Maybe he had two in that game. It was the second Giant game. Well, Ross, if you get to peek in at that Wizard of Oz rehearsal, hopefully you enjoy that, and we'll figure out a plan for next week.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
All right. That is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Did you kind of think you have to, if you're putting on a school production of The Wizard of Oz, that you might need to sort of throw in a few curveballs? Or do you need to just play it right by the book, where the audience knows everything that's about to happen at all times? I might mix it up a little bit. I don't know how. Just thinking about this now, I've never directed any sort of production like this.
I'm all right with taking some liberties with some of the arrangements of the musical aspects of it and whatever, but like the storyline, I mean, it's a classic. You can't be fiddling around with the story. Like you don't turn the Wicked Witch of the West into, like, I don't know, like a nosy neighbor guy or something. Like it's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay.
You can't contemporary that up to the extent that you change that dramatically.
Is there a musical equivalent, like singing the anthem? Woman who sang the anthem in Madrid went everywhere with that song.
Yeah.
All kinds of places. I don't know. I think there's room for a little bit of that.
The U.S. anthem?
Yes.
I
didn't know the Spanish. I don't really know that much about the Spanish anthem. I didn't know if it was supposed to sound like how it was performed.
Right.
I kind of think probably it was.
Yeah.
But I get into the other ones, Germany, England, and France. Have they played a game in France? Maybe it's a soccer game I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I don't think there's been, at least not this year. I don't know.
But I sort of hum along with those tunes.
Wow.
The Spanish one, I just don't know at all.
Yeah. I don't
know. But if you sang the anthem at like a Sabres game, would you play it pretty straight?
Our anthem?
Yeah.
The U.S. anthem?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I don't think.
You wouldn't go for walks?
No.
You wouldn't take the anthem for walks?
No. Hmm. No.
I like a little flair, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Only a little. I've got room for only a little.
I can't sing, so that's a tough question to ask me.
Ross, calls Bills Texans likely a dogfight. You know what I'm hearing a lot lately? Rock fight. You hearing people say that a lot recently? I am.
Not in my circles.
Rock fight.
I'm familiar with the phrasing, but I haven't been hearing it lately.
A rock fight is like 13 to 10, I think.
Yeah.
Would be a score of a rock fight in the NFL. Dogfight, maybe there's room for a few more points. Dogfight just maybe is just simply close.
Right. Rock fight sounds like you're
nobody can do anything.
It's a low event game.
Low event. Rock fight.
Yeah.
The line is up to 6. You want to give 6 with these guys at Houston? I don't know. Get another couple of days.
Yeah.
A little bit of a buster.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Cloud looming.
Yeah. Bills got right after the horrible loss to Miami, and they're back on track, and look at their passing offense, and then, you know, primetime game thud.
Houston has won its last 2, but neither impressively. I guess it's impressive when you're down 29-10 in the fourth.
You can come to back Jacksonville and win 36-29. Yeah, but.
But the game in Tennessee doesn't sound good at all, and they barely won that one.
Eked
that one out.
Mills.
Rock fight.
Right. I'm just looking at their schedule. So I've got you know, the stat leaders for the games here. 292 in the Jacksonville game for Mills passing, 274 in this Tennessee game for a 16-13 score.
Not bad.
Yeah. That's a respectable total. And the Tennessee game was a close game the whole time. Now, Jacksonville, they were way behind, so you would expect him to have had to throw a lot, but whatever. And they got there.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a good job. Those are better than any of Stroud's totals on the season. Those are the 2 highest passing yardage totals of the Houston Texans year. Stroud's high is 244. I take it back. He threw for 318 in a win against the Niners. My bad. I missed that one.
Okay. Sorry. One good game. You kind of want more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe this is good for the Bills because I know what happened on the Carolina day, but I had the same sort of feeling. I don't know if I want Davis Mills over C.J. Stroud. I just never see him really look that good. A lot of sacks, and I don't understand the Texans. I can understand, a great defense, but they don't seem scary on offense. And Collins is questionable. Is that a real thing, or is that just sort of obligatory? I don't know what that is, but he's great, so that'd be a big loss. 803-0550, Bills and Texans Thursday night. We'll talk about the AFC playoff picture again as we return from the break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I got beat up that game. Didn't play well at all. Watching that film, there's a lot of good stuff to watch from that film, but it's hard to watch. You know, I played pretty badly. So, yeah, hopefully we can go out there and play a little bit better and move the ball a little bit better. But again, this defense is no easy task to go against, and it's going to take everything that we got from everybody on the field.
Josh Allen, yes, I don't have it up. Last year in Houston, 9 for 30, 131, some kind of numbers like that. Winnable game, some weirdness late, and Houston ends up kicking a
59-yard field goal is what I've got in my head from that, from last year. Yeah.
Kyahne Fairbairn.
Yeah.
I think he's back, by the way, this week.
They were.
So look out.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bills were backed up at their own goal line late, and they threw it.
Three
and
passes.
Left time on the clock, and Houston got the ball back. And I remember everybody being mad because, you know, they threw it and it didn't work. And I was like, well, I was mad last year when they didn't try to win late against Philadelphia in the rain, by the way. And so
right.
I'm not going to be mad that they tried to move the ball down the field in a tie game and win the game with Josh Allen as their quarterback. I know it didn't work and it could cost them, but you know, I could defend it simply because when they don't go for it and they just turtle, we had this in the Miami game a couple of different times, end of the half, end of the third quarter, just sort of deliberate and slow, like wasting time. It's not the same point. Anyway, that was I think the talking point out of that game that made people mad was mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. They tried to be aggressive. They were aggressive and it backfired on them.
Mm-hmm. Also, as you'll probably remember, Allen's first playoff experience was in Houston. Mm-hmm. He hasn't won there, right? There was a game as a rookie when he got hurt. They didn't win that game. The playoff game, they didn't win. Last year's game, they didn't win. Can you think of a win? They beat Houston here in the middle of all that, but right. I don't think they have a win there with him. The playoff game, wow. It's so long ago, right? That was wild. I mean, that game was almost stupid. The Bills are up 16-0 with 2 minutes to go in the third in Houston in the playoffs that first year, and it didn't work out. Allen's first touchdown, the first touchdown they scored with him on the team, he caught a pass from John Brown. That's the first Josh Allen era Bills touchdown in the playoffs is Brown to Allen from 16 yards out in the first quarter of that game. There's that second half kickoff nonsense with the black coat.
Debut of Sky Ref, kind of, mostly. Is what maybe that is. That's the first time we found out there was Sky Ref or something. It's like, who are these people? Who are they talking to? What? They're overruling.
The Bills kicked off, and the Texans like dropped it. And the Bills recovered it in the end zone, and they ruled that the Texans weren't ready.
Yeah, okay, I'll take your word. I know it was weird. I know they let it go. And in most cases, that is just ruled, you know, that's a touchback. But the official, maybe because you're, like you're saying, they touched it maybe in the, whatever happened, the official never, he just stood there and kept watching the ball.
Tony Correnti.
He never went, he never did the, this is the touchback sign, right? He never did that. And the Bills got on the ball, and he signaled touchdown. Then.
Shouldn't that be worth something?
And then they changed their minds. Said, no, that's not right.
Yeah, there was a guy in a black coat
right.
on the sideline who got involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. X.
That did not seem like justice was served.
That was Mr. X. That was the Donald Sutherland character in JFK. He was just over there, you know, in a long coat and a hat. And just, all right, how are we going to wiggle our way out of this one? Yep. Duke Johnson for Houston, Tywan Jones.
There it is. I was trying to think of the name of the Bills special teamer who made a big play in that game for Houston.
Right.
Former Bill by that point. Obviously, he was playing for Houston. And that, yeah, he caught. There was like a wild, you cannot believe on the maybe the winning drive, you cannot believe that the like two Bills, Jerry Hughes, ha! We had Jerry Hughes coming up on today's show.
Wait till I talk next.
Jerry Hughes and another pass rusher sort of, they miss Watson simultaneously and take one another out. And Watson scoots out of there and then I think hits Tywan Jones.
And the Duke Johnson play on that overtime drive is a 3rd-and-18 conversion where he's just alone over the middle.
Okay, I think that's the play I'm thinking about with Hughes and another pass rusher, and then the Tywan Jones plays a different play.
Okay,
but either way, like those, this calamitous, like how did they not get him on the ground there? Oh, it's a first down! Oh my God!
Yeah,
good times.
Milano's on that team. Taron Johnson's on that team. Poyer, of course, is on. Trey White, Oliver is on that team.
He's a rookie at 19. Yeah.
Who's our kicker? 4 field goals. I have to say, I would not have gotten this, but I think I should have.
Matt Hawk.
Punter, maybe. No.
No. Oh, he's a punter. That's right.
Punter.
Yeah, bad. That's a bad job by me.
The punter on that, do we punt? The punter on that team was Bohorquez. He's still in the league, I think.
Cleveland?
Maybe. Yeah.
I just saw him on Red Zone on Sunday. I heard his name.
Yeah.
So I don't remember where he is.
Give up on the kicker?
And that, yes.
Steven Hauschka.
Yeah. As soon as I went with a punter, that was the sign that I was gonna give up rather easily. Yeah.
I would not have remembered Steven Hauschka. I think I should have.
One-timer on the show. Didn't we talk to Steven Hauschka one time?
No, I don't remember.
Who am I thinking of? Another
Lindell.
Kicker? Yeah.
Lindell.
Oh, I think we talked to Hauschka.
Did we? About what?
I don't know. I feel like...
Whether you can remake The Wizard of Oz?
I feel like we had him on. I feel like we had Hauschka on.
Sneaky Joe was listening to us talk about my silly question about if you were organizing a production of The Wizard of Oz, like how true to the original script would you be? And, you know, would you have to be exactly true to it? And he's like, you guys are just describing Wicked right now. So, good point, Joe. I mean, there is an actual theatrical production exactly like I'm sort of imagining here, very generally, is Wicked.
Yeah.
It exists. Anyway.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes.
By thank you, I mean shut up. No, thank you.
Where are we at on the Patriots, even the Broncos or the Colts, and the AFC? I mean, you can still, not sure what I really want to be asking here, you can still hope for the one. I mean, you've got 7 games left, and a win Thursday puts you 1 back with a shot at New England to level that off, and maybe you can get there through tiebreakers. You know, Sal, talking to Sal earlier, he makes a point that is the right point, which is the number one issue in this is, can you find enough Patriot losses? Can you find 3 Patriot losses? Is it going to have to be only 2? Can you beat them if it's only 2? If they go 13-4 and one of the losses is to Buffalo, I mean, the Bills could even go to 14-3 if that happens and win every game.
Yeah.
Get to 13-4, afford one loss, but you've got a couple of tricky road games, including this one. You've got Philadelphia still to come. I don't know.
And New England has such cake. Yeah. The
Patriots have, we did this last week before they played the Jets last Thursday night. How many losses can you really find here? At Cincinnati, you could lose any game. They're 8-point favorites. No Chase.
No Jamar Chase.
Giants at home the following Monday night. Then the bye. Then the Bills. At Baltimore, would they? I'm not sure. This week, would they be an underdog in Baltimore? Yeah.
I think so.
And Sam told us he thought they'd be an underdog to the Bills in the rematch. You and I had guessed different on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then they close at the Jets and the Dolphins. Home to the Dolphins, the last game. Can you find?
They are, to me, I mean, I know what the top looks like. And you've got these three teams standing up there. With the 9-2, Indy's only 8-2 because they've had their bye just now, and New England and Denver are still coming up. I think if you look at, and I don't have these teams' schedules memorized, but I know you just ran down New England. They are the problem, I think. Like I could see Denver losing to Kansas City, and then they don't score. They barely win their games. Like every game, it seems they play lately anyway, is just this cutting it so fine. Denver, I'm talking about here. So,
but 12-5 for Denver is the worst I can do.
Okay,
with their schedule,
that's
the worst I can do.
That's the opening I may need. I mean, that's three more losses for them. So I can't expect more than that. And I have a very hard time finding that for New England. And Indy has. What are they? You have the Chiefs right now, right?
Yep.
Houston,
Jacksonville, at Seattle, San Francisco, Jacksonville, at Houston. Four division games. They've swept Tennessee.
49ers.
49ers at the Seahawks. They'd be an underdog at the Seahawks, I think.
And watching, again, what is this worth, right? I've watched them like in its entirety one time, the game they had in where were they? Berlin?
Maybe.
Playing Atlanta?
Yes.
They're more impressive than Denver, and they've got Taylor, who's maybe the best player. Well, I mean, May is the best player on any one of these three teams, I think.
But I
can see them losing. They're not they don't have to me. I could see them getting to the garage with 12 at most, maybe even 11 wins.
Me too.
So I still think they'll fall off. New England is the biggest problem I have. They just keep finding ways, and it's not difficult to ascertain why I'd say that. The quarterback just makes so many good throws, and that can just get you out of so much trouble.
Well, Cincinnati, I mean, the Bengals have been good these years, but no Burrow and no Chase, and their defense is just so soft. And now they're not playing with Hendrickson.
Right.
So, I mean, you see the Jets go there and rack up 39 points or whatever that was, and the Bears are in the 40s. Could the Patriots really? It's just turnovers, and that's the part right. That you can't predict.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's right. I'm the same way on Indianapolis. I think they're on a path for the 3 seed, the Colts. They finish with 5 losses. I mean, they're underdogs at the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take them at the Chiefs? I don't think I would.
No.
This week. And then the Broncos... Broncos go bye week this week at Washington. They'll be a touchdown favorite.
Right.
At Vegas, they'll be favored. They won 10-7 at home, but they'll be favored there. Home to Green Bay. I think they'd be favored right now home to Green Bay. Small spread.
Uh-huh.
Home to Jacksonville. Win. I just have no respect for Jacksonville. Their record is pretty good, though. At Kansas City, home to the Chargers. That's Denver. 6 games left.
It is hard.
Is that two losses?
It is hard to find losses on that with that schedule.
So, if it's 2 losses, Packers and Chiefs, maybe that's 13-4. The Bills will have to. Yes, I mean yes or no. The Bills to get the 1 might have to win out. If they win out, they've got a pretty good shot at it.
Yeah, if they get to the garage 14-3, I'd be really surprised if they don't get it.
And if they don't do that, they're probably on the road. Because New England has a great look at that record, that same record. A lot of it will ride on the head-to-head meeting. 803-0550, how do you see it? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.